This is Dakota Datebook for January 22nd. Winter is a time for many to slow down and relax by visiting family and friends during the holidays. However, one group of people is not slowing down. They're just getting started. With the arrival of snow, ice, and wind, the dedicated workers who plan, coordinate, and remove the snow are hard at work, ensuring North Dakotans can continue their holidays and stay safe while traveling. Throughout the state's history, North Dakota has experienced several large blizzards, whether from historic snowfalls or extreme winds and cold temperatures that test both crews and equipment. One such event occurred in February 1945, which saw the help of Army servicemen. Governor Fred G. Ondal declared a state of emergency for what he called North Dakota's greatest snow removal job since Paul Bunyan formed the Missouri Valley by rolling a huge snowball to St. Louis. Operation Snowbound brought together 250 servicemen and 18 officers to clear out farms and even airlift feed to livestock in 22 counties. Equipment was brought in from South Dakota, Montana, Nebraska, and Minnesota to assist in the operation. Snow removal in towns requires a different approach than in rural areas, as seen in Bismarck during the 1968-69 winter. A new snow removal system was implemented to clear streets faster and get people back on the road. A city ordinance was passed to create a new emergency route in the city. Heavily traveled streets like Avenue C, Rosser Avenue, 9th Street, and 16th Street were prioritized to keep traffic moving. City engineer Ed Booth encouraged citizens to stay off the roads and out of the way of the snowplows to help speed up the process. Being part of a snow removal crew isn't easy. Bismarck Tribune called Morton County snowplow operators the most cursed, underpaid, and unheralded heroes of the 1977-78 winter. They worked 18-hour days to keep rural roads clear and ice-free. With snowdrifts as deep as 12 feet, equipment often broke down, causing delays and frustrations. Veteran snowplow operator Robert Schwartzbar recalled fighting through tough drifts, only managing to clear a quarter mile in a whole day, all while risking snow burns, as most of their equipment lacked heating. While most residents understand the difficulties of snow plowing, some still express frustration through complaints. It's a good reminder for North Dakotans to slow down and have patience after snowstorms. The snow removal crews are doing their best. Today's Dakota Datebook by Ashley Thronson. I'm Ann Alquist.
Dakota Datebook is produced in cooperation with the State Historical Society of North Dakota, with funding from Humanities North Dakota.